USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says recovery of the missing construction workers presumed dead is still the top priority at the site of the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
We need to continue to focus on recovery because we have to bring a sense of closure to these families.
Speaking Friday afternoon, Moore said the collapse goes beyond Baltimore, as he described it as an economic catastrophe as well. The largest crane on the East Coast is now on the scene of the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Army Corps of Engineers Commanding General Scott Pellman talks about the challenges ahead as crews work to clear the shipping channel.
So we've got to cut it. We've got to safely lift it off. We've got to stabilize those containers on the side of that vessel before we do that work. Safely get that off, and then we're going to move the vessel with our U.S. Coast Guard counterparts to a safe part of the port. Once that's done, we can open up two-way traffic.
There are about 4,000 tons of debris that need to be cleared from the bow of the ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge earlier this week. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says the Biden administration is turning its back on the Lone Star State and Americans. He tells Fox Business he believes the new law, SB 4 in Texas, will be upheld, allowing Texas state authorities to arrest those spotted or suspected of crossing the border illegally.
It will eventually end up at the steps of the Supreme Court for the final decision, and I believe they will say we are clearly being invaded. Everyone in America knows we're being invaded.
The law remains held up in the courts as the White House sues against it. Former President Trump is set to host a fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th, which will be hosted by a hedge fund founder. Trump is expected to generate about $33 million from his upcoming event. A surge in a rare bacterial infection is happening in the U.S., prompting the CDC to issue alerts to doctors regarding meningococcal infection, which may present with atypical symptoms. This year, approximately 1 in 6 identified cases have resulted in death, a higher rate than usual. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said that lowering interest rates would not be suitable until officials are assured that inflation is progressing towards the Fed's 2% target.
February is lower, but it's not as low as most of the good readings we got in the second half of last year.
Speaking from San Francisco Friday, Powell referenced the latest inflation data, which he indicated aligns with the central bank's projections. The wealthiest 1% of Americans are now worth around $44 trillion in combined stock and asset value between them all. Roughly 300,000 of America's wealthiest households have been collecting trillions in additional income the last several years. Since 2020, their wealth has increased by roughly $15 trillion. The most recent gains came from stock value increases, which netted over $2 trillion in the fourth quarter. Attendees paying as much as $500,000 per ticket got to spend an evening with President Biden, former Presidents Clinton and Obama, as well as a long list of celebrity guests in New York City Thursday night.
The Biden campaign fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall also included a long-form discussion involving the three U.S. presidents. It was moderated by Montclair resident and late-night TV host Stephen Colbert. A video of the chat will be posted as part of the Smartless podcast.
USA's Ryan Daniels reporting. Actor Lou Gossett Jr. has passed away at the age of 87. That was confirmed by his family on Friday. Gossett Jr. earned an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor in An Officer and a Gentleman. He made history as the second black man to win an Oscar. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.